Hello and welcome to the Calmpreneur podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Butcher, the founder of Calmpreneur.com, and I'm looking forward to bringing you a little more calm. I'll be talking to calmpreneurs who swapped busyness and hustle for contentment and calm, along with bringing you ways to reduce stress and anxiety so that you can live a healthier, happier, and of course, calmer life. Hello. So in this episode, I'm talking to Mike Kelly, who is the co-founder of MemberVault, and we're going to be discussing how MemberVault can make your life much calmer and easier as an online entrepreneur. Now, before you listen, I just have to fess up a minute. Despite my best intentions not to go completely fangirl, I did trip over my words a little bit at the beginning. So totes embarrassing, but thought I'd just share that with you to make you smile when you start listening. So in this interview, we cover so much interesting and informative stuff. We're talking about how you can allow your clients and customers to self-control their journey and how important that is. We're talking about the ickiness of traditional sales funnels and how MemberVault helps you to overcome that ickiness. Talking about core values, how Mike and Erin running a business and being a husband and wife team and parenting all at the same time and the challenges that that balance brings. So tune in, sit back and enjoy. Hi there. So thank you to everyone that's watching or listening today. I'm really excited today and I'm trying not to go in like full on fangirl mode, but I'm interviewing Mike Kelly of MemberVault and we're going to be talking about how MemberVault can make your life a bit easier as an online entrepreneur. So hello, Mike. I'd love for you to just to say hello and just tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
Oh man, with an intro like that, what else can I say? I'm Mike Kelly. I'm the co-founder and CTO, basically tech guy here at MemberVault. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to get into what that is and how it came to be. And
absolutely. Yeah, really exciting. Yeah, that's a great place to start, actually. I'd love to know your kind of journey. Like, how did this idea of building this platform for people to put their courses and their memberships and their opt-ins, where did all that come from? How did it all start?
Genesis, you know, the typical entrepreneur story where it was quite by accident. We built this as a custom application for one client about 4 years ago. So I've been a software developer for 10 plus years, my whole adult life, basically. I've been in software development. And my wife, Erin, who's the CEO and other co-founder of MemberVault, she was an online business manager. So she's really big into like marketing and the tech tools and, you know, putting all this stuff together for people. At the time, 4 years ago, she was working with a client, Adrienne Dorison. She's a big time business coach online. And they had just a hard time deciding on a course platform. They were like, at the time, there was like kind of like all the bells and whistles, but really expensive, you know, but you're not going to use 90% of it. Or like a WordPress plugin that doesn't work half the time. Like those were kind of the options at the time. And so Erin was telling me, she's like, oh my God, this is so hard. And I was like, well, I'll build you something custom. Like, you know, that's what we do, us software developers. I'm like, I'll just build you something. It'll take me a weekend. In a weekend, I'll build something for you. And you know, 4 years later, I'm still working on it. So, so that's kind of how it came to be. And what's kind of crazy is that we never intended to build this whole thing. We never intended for it to be a platform that like we just broke 8,000 accounts and over a million people users wise. And it's like, it blows my mind because we never intended to do that. It was just a custom application solving a pain point for one client. And, you know, and what we did is we kind of like, we retained the, like the IP for that. Like we did it, we gave her a good deal on it so we could like keep developing it if we wanted to. I always wanted to have like a project like this that we can keep working on. But again, none of the business idea was there yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to that. Like certainly a lot of the stuff that I've done, and I've had some failures, I've had some successes, but a lot of the stuff that has been successful has actually been
really kind of organic and unintentional, which is obviously great. But you kind of, I think you just have to use your intuition sometimes and think, actually, this might be a good thing to follow here.
Yeah, I mean, I've built thousands and thousands of things over the past 10 years, and none of them blew up into a SaaS platform, but any one of them could have, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like trying a bunch of things and seeing what works. And what happened with this platform is organically, people that were using it for Adrian was like, oh, what is this platform? Like, it's just really easy to use and straightforward. I really like it. And she's like, well, it's just something custom. I'll put you in touch with the people that build it. Maybe they can install it on your site too. And so that's kind of how it started. And people kept asking for it. So we were kind of forced to be, and it's funny because Erin, she'll admit that at first she was like, no, we're not doing it because she's smart and there's a whole bunch of other things. I'm like, oh, I'm just thinking of the software. I'm like, I could write the software. Erin's like, oh my God, there's marketing, there's training, there's onboarding. There's a whole host of things that come along with having a platform. And then you got to financially make it work too. If that's not all hard enough. So she's like, no way, we're not doing it. But people kept asking for it. And we're like, all right, I think there's something here. Let's go through a formal beta and see what happens, right? But it's, again, still no plan, no idea that this was going to take over our income and become a business.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you guys. And I think that's like one of the main things that I just love about Member Vault is the community element of it. So for those people that are listening that are thinking, what is Member Vault? What are they talking about? What does it actually do? Can you just kind of give a kind of simple overview of what the platform actually does and how it helps people in the, you know, that are maybe coaches in particular?
No, I think this is a great place to start. We started with Genesis, right? And you can tell that we started as a course platform, right? Mm-hmm. And we quickly evolved from that to what we're calling a relationship marketing, you know, platform.
Yeah.
And because what we saw early on, and just now people are starting to talk about it, the dirty little secret about building courses is that you still need to get eyeballs on it. You still need to build engagement. You still need to sell them. So there was a lot of course platforms out there that were helping you build a beautiful course, but not helping you sell it, not helping you engage, not helping you really help people. And so we saw this as like this big gap. I'm like, wow, okay. So you build an audience and, you know, so you have an audience and you have digital services or products out there. How do you connect the two? Yeah. And that was the big question mark. And at the time, and it's still happening now, it's about get them to sign up for something and spam them with funnel pages until they either go through it or unsubscribe, right? Spam till they bail kind of thing. That was that's what all the experts were telling people to do. And we just always hated that. We're all like, wow, that's so gross. There's a better way. We think that there's a better way to do this. And so what we did very early on in Member Vault were two big things. First, engagement tracking. So when people log in to like opt into whatever freebie or whatever, you know, Member Vault will host whatever free hub you have, whatever membership, whatever, download my PDF, whatever, that's all Member Vault. And then also on Member Vault are your paid services and products. So like that was the first thing that we did, is let's put everything under one place so it's easier for you to maintain and it's easier for your user to sort through it. I think everybody hates having to go like 12 different places for 12 different things. You know, especially your users, they don't want that. They're like, I just want to go, oh, right, it's all right here. But the added benefit of doing that is that what we saw is that people were clicking into. So we had this idea of like, okay, you say you sign up for your freebie Hive or whatever, you know, your little membership. But you also do one-on-one coaching. You also have a master course. You also have all these, you know, all these other hosts of things that you do. And we were like, let's show them at the same time. Let's make it easy for people to, and we've coined the term binge and buy. So they're able to kind of just dive in there and just binge on everything that you have. They're able to just, and it's easy. It's not like follow this link over here for this funnel and follow this link over here with this funnel and follow this link over here for this funnel. Instead, it's all just kind of there, you know, and you can kind of like pick through it and shop and see what's going on. We didn't know how well that was going to work, But it turns out that 88% of people that opted in for something, anything, 88% of people that logged into your member vault would click into products that they did not own.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah, that's insane. There's not an ad on the planet that gets an 88% click rate.
Yeah.
So we were like, wow, this is not just like an easy to use platform, but like there's a lot of sales potential here, and it's passive sales, truly passive sales. I mean, you did the work to get them in there, but the user is helping themselves, you know, go through it. And some people will go through the little journey funnel thing where they're like, okay, well, let me take the next step. Then let me take the next step. But some people don't. Some people come in, they're like, wow, I really like Suzanne knows what's going on. Like, I just want to hire her. I want to skip all the, I want to skip all the intermediate steps and go to the high dollar, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And MemberVault allows people to do that. So that was kind of the big, like, oh my God, wow, this can all happen.
Yeah, have it all in one place. And that's certainly something that I've just found that really useful from my own perspective as well, because like when you've got a traditional website with all this stuff on, it there just seems to be so much noise. And it's with MemberVault, I just think it's all there. It's my shop. You can look at it, buy what you like. You take, you choose your path, you choose your journey, which is brilliant. So I wanted to talk to you about the fact that when I first found out about MemberVault, it was through a friend of mine, and she was like, oh, it's free. You know, with all the features. And I'm thinking, that can't be right. You know, you can't be giving away all these features like on this free plan, because normally what happens is, you get in free and then you can't actually do anything. So what was your thinking behind offering everything free up to 50 users? What was your kind of mindset on that?
Oh, wow. Well, it really came down to Aaron and I, our values, you know, running this. So one of the things that we wanted to dissect in this whole online entrepreneur world is like, people don't want to feel scammy and salesy and tricky. And MemberVault is a solution. It's an answer to that. Like, you don't have to do all that stuff. You know, you can be a little more transparent. You can be what we call user centric, like user focused, whatever, you know, like what's the biggest benefit to the user, not you as the seller, you know? So like making somebody go through some complicated funnel system and having countdown timers and stuff like that, that's seller focus. Like that doesn't, none of that serves the user at all. That's, so you could try to make a sale quicker. And so we kind of want to counterbalance that. And that's what we're trying to do in MemberVault. So we actually, when we first came out, we had a paid, like a credit card 30-day trial. And what happened is that people weren't, they were waiting for the perfect 30 days. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to sign up for my trial, but you know, my son's birthday is next week and then it's Halloween. And then like, I'll just wait. And that never comes. You know what I mean? Like that's not helping people when they feel that stress. So we're like, okay, we'll have a credit card, like free, like trial. And then again, but this is the same thing where like they're waiting for that time, the perfect time. So we're like, okay, let's get away with the trial and let's do the freemium model where like people can just sign up. There's no pressure. There's no countdown timer, basically, you know, but we'll limit on features. And that was what we first did, where it's like, okay, if you want to use our onboard Stripe and PayPal integration, like you have to upgrade, you know, but you can do the other stuff. But again, what we found is like, that wasn't serving our people. All we were doing is really annoying the people that went in and like created an account and did the work. So we're like, oh, this isn't working either. Like, all we're like, who's going to convert on that? Like, we're not helping people. We're making our free users jump through all these hoops in the hopes that it'll be painful enough that where they upgrade. It's still kind of using the stick, not the carrot, you know? You're still holding these things behind a fence. And so what we finally landed on, and it was scary for us too, it was really scary to do this, was a freemium model where it was user-based. So now what we have and what we've landed on and we're sticking with is anyone can go create a free MemberVault account, no credit card, no anything like that. And you have all the features. You can use all the payment integrations. You can use all the, there's no limits on, you know, products or uploads or anything like that. Go wild. The only thing that is capped is how many users that you have in your system. And that was intentional because we're like, and we allow you up to 50 users on the free plan. if you have 50 users going through your member vault and like binging and buying and engaging with you, that's a great, like you should be making money through that, you know?
Yeah.
And it should prove to you that it's working, you know, yeah. Or it's not working and you can move on to something else, but at least that really helps. And so that was our big, you know, shift is like, that's a lot more user focused. And this way, I mean, we still have to make money, right?
Yeah,
it's not like we have no external funding. We're all self-funded. So, you know, so that was the way that we did this. We were like, okay, they can upgrade when they grow to a certain point. So it's like people end up making money from Member Vault long before we make money from them.
Yeah.
No, and it's a long play, right? It's a long-term game, but it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you really took that feedback on board. Just out of interest, how did you get that feedback? Did you ask people? Was it in your group? Like, how did you get that feedback from people?
I mean, sure. Yeah. So, I mean, to the best of our abilities, like we always like kind of tried to stay in touch with people. You know, back in that day, we had there wasn't that many accounts, right? Like I kind of knew everyone that signed up.
Yeah.
Cause I probably sent them the link, you know, there was like, it hadn't reached this critical mass. So I really could open up a line with somebody and say, you know, what's not working, what is working. And at the time too, I was doing most of the customer service. So one of the things that we've always had is free chat support. For everybody, the free tier, the paid tier, like everyone gets free chat support. And that was one of the best things that I ever did as a developer because I got to see firsthand what people were struggling with.
Yeah.
And so people would open up chats and they're like, well, I can't figure this out. I'm like, I never thought about that. All right, that's a good point. And like back to the drawing board. And
yeah.
And that was kind of our natural feedback loop. So it's not like we were sending surveys or doing anything like that, but our community, our member, our Facebook group has always been very engaged and open.
Oh,
people
yeah,
can say whatever they want in there. And yeah. So that's always been a good sounding board too. We want people to feel safe to say whatever they want to or ask whatever they want to. So yeah, between just literally me handling customer service and seeing what people were writing in the Facebook group, we kind of like, we had that moment where like Aaron and I were talking and we're like, we're still forcing, like we're making it too hard for people. We don't want to make it hard for people. We want to make it easy for them. And if they get to a point where they're grow past a certain point, then they can pay, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it was scary because when we first rolled that out, we had a lot of people downgrading to free, you know, that were on a paid plan, but they downgraded to free and we're like, oh no,
we just
blew up the company, you know? But within a handful of months, it had rebounded. And now our base plan, our lowest cost plan is by far our highest earner. So like, it was the right move, but it was terrifying.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll bet. Flying by the seat of your pants for a while there.
Oh, always, yeah.
So you're keen to allow, we talked a little bit about people being able to kind of binge and buy, and you're really into this kind of the user has the control over their journey rather than being forced down a particular route. Can you explain a bit more about that and how that process actually makes our lives easier as kind of entrepreneurs or as coaches that actually have a Member Vault set up?
I think it's interesting that people, if you look at how people, I always think of the Apple Store, right? Have you been, you've been to the Apple Store,
yeah.
Right? Who hasn't, right? And do you know the Apple Store behind Tiffany's, the super expensive jewelry company, is the most profitable per square foot store in the world. So they're number two in like really good. And what I have always loved and what everyone loved about the Apple Store is that everything is just out. You can just play with that. You can float around and you can type on the computers. You can pick up an iPod. You do whatever you want, right? And the employees will actually come to where you're standing and like you can and hey, you wanna buy one of these? And then like they check you out. Right? There's no cash register. You don't even go up to a register. Like if you're paying by card, they have their little handheld iPhones and they swipe you. And it's all really easy. And so it's all very open. It's all low pressure and it's all like binge and buy. And if you look at like how we like go through Netflix or how we go through Amazon, how we go through all these things, what we do is it's very open. Let's get people touching it and using it and then see what happens. Right. And like, then you can follow that, like let that be your guide. And we all accept that, right? We all accept that that's how we buy things and that's how we watch movies and that's how we watch shows. Like we binge on them. Like, and yet, at the same time, online entrepreneurs and coaches and course creators were all being told, you can't let the users see anything except for what you want them to do.
Yeah.
So like put them in these little squeeze pages and force them to sign up. And it's like, and then like after, like, and I always joked around, like, could you imagine if you went to the Apple store and it was just a guy behind a counter and he goes, welcome to the Apple store. Like, first you can try an iPhone, right? And it's like, give you an iPhone. It's like, you know, and then in a week, come back and I'll let you try a laptop, and then come back in a week and I'll let you, like, that would be the stupidest sales technique ever.
Yeah,
because you're forcing people to go through this rigor, like this predefined journey. Yeah. And not everybody's going to fit that.
No.
Some people might, but a lot of people won't. And so why would you force that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes with this myself because I've, you know, it's really hard, I think, because you hear all this talk about, we'll talk about sales funnels a bit more in a minute because like, ick. But you hear all this talk about sales funnels and it's like, oh my God, I've got to build a funnel and I've got, people have got to start here, like you say, with a freebie, then they've got this and then they get this and eventually it's one-to-one premium VIP. And, you know, I followed that pattern, but it just never really sat right with me. So I kind of just like this openness and transparency. Look, you know, here's all my stuff, you know, this is what, this is what I'm offering you. And you choose, you choose where you want to go with it all. So I'd love to talk a bit more about the funnel thing. Cause like,
I think it's great. You can say the F word. It's cool. And in the end, I believe that like, MemberVault really is, and people have called this out, right? Because at least I know I'm very vocal about the anti-funnel. And what I mean is that anti-super scammy, formulaic, force squeeze thing. Like, like I'm out. If I go to like learn more about you and I get a fake timer on the top with 2 minutes left on it and I have to like, I'm like, I'm out. I'm like, I don't trust you anymore.
Yeah.
Why would you start a relationship with a lie? I don't like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are thinking that now too. But no, I think it's a great, in the end, you're still technically going through the same, potentially going through the same steps in MemberVault, but you're allowing them to make that call.
Yeah.
So yes, you opt in with a freebie and then they get into your MemberVault. That's top of funnel, if you will. I'm using air quotes for those that are listening. I hate top of funnel, but that is right. Like you're like, there's your general audience. Let's get them into your, you know, into your world. Let them engage with your brand. Right. But from that point, where they go from there is up to them. So they might go to like the low cost offer and then the medium offer and then the high dollar offer. They might follow that path and they might even follow it in the predetermined time that all the funnel experts say to do. They might follow that. But they might not. They might skip right to the end. They might, I don't know, have some kind of family emergency and sit on it for a month and then come back, right? Like, so the order at which these things happen and the time that these things happen is different for everybody.
Yeah.
And so we say that MemberVault, if you want to think about MemberVault as a funnel, it's a deconstructed funnel.
Yeah.
And instead of being time-based, it's event-based. Right. So like as people do things, and we didn't talk about this, but that's another trick that MemberVault has up its sleeve is the engagement tracking. So when people are logged in doing stuff, you can see what's happening and you can even use what we call, you know, MemberVault actions to like tag them in your Active Campaign or ConvertKit or whatever your email tool is.
Yeah.
And what this allows you to do is see who is interested when. Right. So it's like, oh, I see this person's hitting my, you know, sales page for this, you know, for my master course, like they've looked at it 3 times in the past 5 days. That person's clearly interested. You know what I mean? You're not, so you can reach out to them and ask how you can help them. And that becomes a really helpful, useful, non-icky way to sell because they've already expressed interest with their actions. You're not forcing their hand. Mm. You're just watching what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then you can respond accordingly.
Yeah. And it, you know, you can still nurture relationships. You can still do email sequences and a really
do all those things. Yeah,
absolutely. But it's just taking the, like you say, the deconstructive funnel thing. I love that so much. That's so cool.
Yeah. not being on this timer. Like the timer thing. Like, I don't like that. Like, just let me, some weeks I just can't. And some weeks I can, like.
Yeah, it says I've done that before. There's been things that I've bought that are on the timer, air quotes again. Then you go back or refresh, you think, oh, it's still there. I thought that was going. Yeah. And then you think,
Because it's a lie. Exactly. Why you don't have to. And that's just it. And what I find crazy is that most people don't want to do that. Like most entrepreneurs don't want to do that. They're told they have to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, all right, well, you won't sell anything if you don't do this. And so they're like, it's super crappy, but I'll do it. And we really want to change that story.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I love to talk a bit more about values, actually, because I know that you run Member Vault. Your wife, Erin, is co-founder of Member Vault. And you guys obviously have all these values, which is fantastic. How do you bring those values into your business on a kind of daily basis? Like, you must kind of have lots of conversations about stuff, I guess, and what people need and want.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this is a dream, right? I literally, we've had like accountant entrepreneur friends like who like they buy and sell businesses and stuff like that. And like they'll ask us, they're like, so what's your exit plan? Like, you know, like at what point are you going to sell out and like cash in? And I'm like, never. Why would we like this is the dream. Just cash in to do what? Like, this is it. Like, so I always laugh at that. And they, well, you're not a good business person. I'm like, I don't know. But we're creating something like that's the dream. So I think just first of all, being grateful that we're in this position and we're able to do this, I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then respecting that, right? Like respecting, like honoring that opportunity that we have. I think the most difficult part is that we want to do everything all at once. Mm-hmm. And we were so small for so long. We're still small in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, again, it used to be like I knew everyone that signed up. Like, that's not true anymore. I don't know any of these people anymore. And that's really cool. But with so many people in there and like being open and talking about what they want and what their challenges are, and, you know, and I'm like, oh, I want to do everything. I want to help everyone and do everything. Now, like, I don't even want to wait. Like, I just want to do it all now. Brew 5 pots of coffee and stay up all night and do it all. And you know, you just can't.
No.
So I think that's the biggest thing is Erin and I have a lot of meetings where we talk about, okay, what's going to help the most amount of people? What's going to move the platform forward? What's going to, you know, like the values, you know, like what's going to help the most? Like, and we do, we have like some core principles, you know, like accessibility and, I forget some of them are, but it's just about like following those types of things. Like if we come to a fork in the road, like, do we do this or not do this? We can always kind of fall back on those, like on those values where like, okay, well, yes, this would serve everyone. Like, you know what I mean? This will make a big difference. So we'll do this. Versus like just adding every bell and whistle because it's an option. You know, that's something we're definitely not going to do.
No, that's right. So there's obviously a lot of conversations about business that take place. And I can be like, this is like a personal interest question because I actually work with my husband as well. And like, it is really hard to not talk about. Like, what do you guys do? Like, how do you stop like talking about business all the time? Have you got set boundaries?
Sometimes in short, we don't like we try not to talk about it as we're going to sleep because like it'll like amp you up and then you can't sleep. We try to. I think one of the things that we're dealing with right now is there's this this is great. This is a mindset thing. And this is, we're literally both working on this right now. As we grow the company, is there's this mindset of like, let me just hustle now. Let me pull 80 hour weeks now so that someday I can lay off the gas and have a good work-life balance. Mm. But that's a lie. And I think anyone who's been on that track knows that it's a lie, because you never get there.
No.
There's never a there. You're, it's never good enough for you to feel like you can take your foot off the gas. Mm. And so what we're really trying to do is, all right, how do we grow the business with the work-life balance that we want now?
Yeah.
And therefore, when the business grows, we already have the work. Like, we don't have to change anything. Like, we already have it. Like, we're doing what we have to now. You know, it's not like, oh, let's suffer now so we can have it good someday. Instead, like, well, let's have it good now and build the business. And that way, the business will already support what we want in life. So, you know, we do, you know, we don't have like hardly any childcare or anything like that. We have a 3.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah, how do you balance it with your kids as well then? Because that must be a real challenge.
Do you know how many meetings Aaron and I have had that are interrupted with, mommy, my poopy's done. Like, you know, like, all right, poopy time. All right, let's go do poopy time. Like, yeah, I mean, it's just how it is. And I joke that Member Vault was built during nap time. And that's true as well. Like, when our firstborn was, he's 3.5. So like, that's just it. The business has grown up with him. Mm-hmm. And I would literally be on my laptop while he's napping, working on Member Vault. Like, most of Member Vault was built during nap times. And that's just it. Right. And we really try hard to like be, you know, present with our kids, not on our phones. We do have some pretty hard boundaries around that too. So like, I know like whoever's with the kids, like our phone's up, you know, or not, you're just plugged into Facebook all the time, responding to stuff. And, you know, I've been guilty of doing that as well. And it's just, it's not good. I think it's a challenge. It's work every day to try to maintain that balance.
Yeah, I can relate to that as well. And, you know, as you said earlier as well, about kind of building that life now. And that's exactly what, you know, I wanted to do with Compreneur, because I knew that I was burning out because I was trying to do too much. And actually, since I've slowed things down a little bit, things are working better. It's really weird. Mm-hmm. You know, how that happened.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't need to do all that stuff. You know, I can do it my way, and it's okay to do that.
I love that. Yeah.
So I know it's not really talked about enough, but I'd like to just talk a little bit about how you look after yourself as a kind of dad, guy in business, entrepreneur. You know, there are times when it gets like mega stressful. You know, there's times when things go wrong or you're super busy. You know, how do you look after yourself when things are like, oh my God, how am I going to do all this stuff?
I love that you brought that up, because that's the stuff that nobody talks about. Everyone's like, yay, you guys are so successful. You must be so happy. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, there's 8,000 businesses that are depending on our software to run properly. Like, can you imagine the weight of that? And bugs happen. Technology isn't perfect, right? Like, you know, Amazon sometimes has server issues and, you know, causes a fluke on our end. And our site's gone down before and we're like, you know, so there is this feeling of like, there's a fear of like, I'll always have to look over my shoulder, like always have to be plugged in, because like, I can't take my eye off it. Cause like, what if it needs me, you know? And so I think the first thing is like just understanding that and being like, okay, those are the things, especially, you know, my role is like CTO, like it is the technology, and nobody else can really do this except for me. You know what I mean? Like it truly is on my shoulders. And so it's a lot of weight. And so it's figuring out systems that help with that. So, one of the first things that we did when we could afford it is we do have server monitoring and stuff like that now. So we've hired a company that like will monitor and like push call me if something happens. So like, therefore I don't have to just keep checking every 5 minutes, right? Like, okay, I'll get notified of something. And that brings a little bit of ease there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is always that like, always need to plug in and work. And I do think, you know, being a guy and a dad, but also just being, I'm a guy and entrepreneur and an American. That's like the worst. That's the worst mix ever. Like, we're told from birth to just hustle, 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 and never look back.
Yeah.
Right. Work your fingers to the bone. And that's very ingrained in me. Like, I just, you know, I think everyone has learned to like, just work hard enough and you'll get what you want.
Mm.
And, so I think that that's the self-care piece has been, I think, the most difficult part of all of this for myself. Mm. But again, I think that, you know, just finding that balance. I think Aaron and I are literally just doing this now where we're going to take Thursday lunchtimes to go play, like go out on our mountain bikes or go on a hike. Like, we live in Seattle area. We live in the Pacific Northwest. It's beautiful here. Like, and so, you know, getting out and doing those things and going out in the kayak and going out and like, you know, but like having it be part of your schedule, like, I think that's the big thing, like scheduling for self-care.
Yeah.
And every time I do that, every time I go out my mountain bike or go on the kayak, or for me, it's nature, right? Everyone's got their, you know, place where they kind of center. And for me, it's out in nature. And so even if it's just like a solo mountain bike ride or a hike or, you know, being out on the Puget Sound on a kayak or something like that, that's all right within 20 minutes of us here. So I go do that, you know? And it's hard. I will say it's hard. It's hard to be like, I should be working. I can't play right now. I need to work harder. Like, then when will you ever get to play? If you always have that mindset, you'll never get to the point where you allow yourself to play.
Exactly. And, you know, I can relate to what you're saying about nature as well. That's just been one of my, like, that's one of my best places to go. Every morning I walk my dog and that's just my time.
Yeah.
Even then, like, my phone is in my pocket and sometimes I think, oh, I just take a picture of that and share it on Instagram. And I have to stop myself because I think, no, that's not the purpose of me having this time. Like, this time is non-negotiable me and that's it.
Yeah.
No Instagram or anything.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I love that you say that because it is an effort, right? Like, it is daily work to do that. Everyone thinks like, oh, self-care should be this painless, easy thing that you just fall into, you know? And it's like, no, it's hard. Like, it can be really hard if you're a driven person to say, all right, I'm going to stop working and I'm just going to take care of myself. Like, that's incredibly difficult. Yeah. It's way harder, I think, than saying I'm going to work all day. Like, that's easy.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, the tip about kind of actually booking it in and scheduling it is really important, and that, you know, it should absolutely be, you know, precious non-negotiable time that you definitely have, that you take every day or every week or however often you want to take it.
So
I'm glad that you're looking after yourself even though you've got all that weight on your shoulders. My husband does he does lots of posting and stuff for people. So that's something that's always on his mind. Like, oh my gosh, my site's gone down. You know, I'm going to have to get up early or get, you know, do it now. Because he obviously doesn't want anyone to have any downtime on their website. So
servers are the worst.
Definitely. Oh, well, thanks. It's been so amazing talking to you, Mike. It's just been really interesting and fascinating to meet you. Obviously, I see all your posts on social media and stuff and the emails from you guys, but to actually sort of talk to you in person has been really great. So thank you. If people want to know more about MemberVol and like what they do to kind of get their account set up or maybe join the Facebook group, can you just share where people can find you guys online?
Yeah, we have a great funnel set up at, no, I'm kidding. So it's just membervault.co, and you can just create a new account. You know, it's free. Just grab an account. That's the best way to take a peek. And when you do that, you also get invited into our collaborative, and you'll just have everything you want right there, and then have a play and see how it feels. And, you know, I think that's just the best way to do it.
Absolutely. And I can certainly recommend it. So hopefully you'll get some people going off and having a little play themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks again, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
So thanks for listening, and I hope that's inspired you to go and set up your own MemberVault account for your freebies, for your courses, for your challenges, or for your memberships. It has so many amazing things that it can do. Obviously, it's completely free if you have 50 users or less registered on your account. You can see how mine looks by just heading to calmpreneurhive.com to have a little nosy around. All the show notes, as ever, can be found at calmpreneur.com/podcast. I would be so incredibly grateful if you would just leave a short review of this podcast. Give us a little rating. 5-star rating would be amazing. And of course, do share on social media if you found this useful, just to help us to reach other people in business who are looking for a little bit more calm in their lives. Until next time, bye.